The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are safe. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Berlin Vilford and welcome to Solomon Wise. So the proverb that I just read to you is Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. And this is the proverb we're going to try to extract today, try to see what we can get out of it. You know, one of the questions that I tend to ask when I read scriptures is, what is the scriptures telling me to do? How can I make it true in my life? How can I make the scripture a reality in my life? Sometimes you read scriptures and it's not really telling you, it's not giving you any specific instruction on what you need to do. But then other time you read scriptures and it's telling you clearly what you must do. So this is something that you must ask a lot. Like, is this scripture telling me to do something? Because sometimes you might miss it. Am I telling you to do something? Like, this scripture is telling you to do something. You know, it's telling you to be righteous. It's telling you to do something. So, you know, if you don't ask the question, sometimes you might miss it. There are criteria in scriptures. Like the scripture that I read is, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are safe. The promise is safety. The promise is safety here. So if you want safety, you know, you can run to the name. You can run to the name, but you must first, you have to be righteous. You can't be a wicked man and think that you can run to the name. You see, there are things that you gotta be able to do. There are things that you must be able to be aware of. And one other thing that I noticed in the church today is that we use the name of the Lord. We use the name of Jesus without knowledge, without understanding. Well, I don't want to say without knowledge, because we use the name because, okay, we see other people pray in the name of Jesus. We read in the Bible, a lot of miracle was made in the name of Jesus. Like in the book of Acts, a lot of those miracles were made in the name of Jesus, you know, in the authority in the name of Jesus. But today we are using the name of Jesus a lot without understanding. And I think that's why a lot of our prayers are not being answered. I think that's why a lot of the church is still in lack. The church is still, you know, we're still sick. There's illness going around. That's why a lot of prayer requests are being requested. We are using the name without understanding. We are asking for prayers. We're not using our faith. We are trusting somebody else's faith to help us. So that's why every little single thing happened, you going to the hospital, you got a little headache, you requesting prayer. To me, that's a problem in the church. Okay? We should be able to understand the name of the Lord with so much spiritual understanding, with the spiritual revelation, that we can use it ourselves. You see what I'm saying? That's where I want to be. I want to get this deep, deep revelation into the name of the Lord, where I can always get it, can always guarantee me safety. Right now, if you're a believer, you can't always say that, man, every time I use the name of Jesus, it guarantees me safety. It doesn't always true in your life. This scripture is not always true in your life. You see what I'm saying? So that's a question that we gotta ask. How can I make this scripture always true in my life? And how can I, and what is the scripture telling me to do? And one way you can always make the scripture true is to get an understanding, is to gain a spiritual revelation into the name. So number one, you have to be righteous. You have to be righteous. Righteous in the scripture, from what I gain, is that it's not really mean that you're a sinner and that you are not the righteousness of God. According to the Bible, we are the righteousness of God. Righteous in here is this, okay, if you wanna go pray Well, you got to see if there's any type of iniquity in your life. You got to see if there's a type of sin that is actually hindering your prayer from being answered, from hindering you from freely running to this name. Okay, so you have to be aware of that. So you have to be righteous in that sense that there is no crazy sin in your life. In the New Testament, Jesus talks about, like, if you come to the altar to offer your sacrifice, and then you remember that there is a brother or sister that you had issue with, you have to go back and make peace with this person first before you come make your offering. Okay? So that's the same thing. Before you come and run to this name, which a lot of Christians are doing today, meaning that they're using the name with no understanding, you have to be righteous. You have to know that there are things in your life. If they're not right, you have to make them right. And then this safety, this promise of safety is guaranteed. This promise of safety is guaranteed. Now, I'm speaking to myself too. I am speaking to myself too. I have to know if there are things before I go and pray and spend time in the Word. I have to know if there are things in my life that's going to hinder me. That's going to hinder me from approaching God and speak to him in a way that is where there is no little background thoughts where Satan can come in and try to accuse you. Oh yeah, you did this, you did that. Why you think you can come to the court of the high mighty God? You see what I'm saying? So Satan can easily accuse you if there are things in your life that's not right and you try to approach God. And many times he will, and your prayers are not going to be answered because Satan will beat you up, will beat you in court. He'll come to court with you and he'll beat you. He'll win. Okay? So we have to be righteous. We have to gain a sense of knowledge. We have to know the scriptures. We have to know we have to know that there is power in the name, and that it is there is safety in the name. We have to know that. And then, of course, we have to gain a spiritual revelation into the name, or else when we use it, it doesn't work. When we use it, there is no power in it. In the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 20, there is a story about how God spoke to Joshua and told Joshua to set out certain cities that if somebody commit a crime unintentionally, not purposefully, this person can actually go to any of those cities and they'll be safe. Now, think about it. What if this person commit a crime but didn't know anything about those cities? If this person commit a crime and didn't know that he can run, commit a crime unintentionally, without purpose, that he can run to those cities and find safety, then this person will be like trying to hide around the city where he committed the crime, where he could have just went to the other city and be safe. You see what I'm saying? And I think that's kind of what we're doing. I think that's what we're doing. We're praying, not knowing that with understanding and righteousness, we can run to God and totally be safe. We're praying not knowing that there is safety in the name. We're praying with the name, but there is no knowledge. There is no understanding. There is no spiritual, elevated spiritual understanding. So when we pray, our prayers are not answered. All right? So, I mean, that's kind of what I kind of captured from this this proverb is this. The name of Jesus, we can run to the name of Jesus. Number one, we have to be righteous. We have to have knowledge of the name, of course. We have to know that there is power in the name. We have to know there is majesty in the name. You have to know that we can use the name. There is authority in the name. We have to know that we have the right to use the name of Jesus. Okay? Once with that understanding, of power, of majesty, of glory. Anything that's happening in our life, then we can go. We can use the name against the adversary. We can use the name against Satan, because he's gonna come after us, and we have to know without knowledge, without understanding. In the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6, it says that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now, if you don't know, you're going to be destroyed. If you don't know as a believer, which is what's going on right now in the body of Christ, you know, it's the lack of knowledge. That's why all the craziness going. That's why all the prayer requests are popping crazy on Facebook. Like, it's crazy. Every time I see people asking prayers for the simplest things, I'm like, don't you have faith? Don't you know that you can just, you know, use the name for yourself? You can use your own faith instead of relying on somebody else's faith to fix your problem. It's not always going to be like that. It can't stay like that. Sooner or later, you're going to have to use your own faith. The Bible says without faith, we cannot please God. Without faith, we cannot please God. And I think a lot of the church are being displeasing to God because they lack faith. They're using somebody else's faith to solve their problem. And so in order for this scripture to be true in our lives, for this promise of safety to come into our lives, for Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10 to become a reality in our lives, we must be righteous and we must live in the knowledge of the truth of God. And we must have spiritual understanding. We must have this spiritual revelation into the name of Jesus. And when we do use it, we use it with power, we use it with authority. And by using it in that form, by using it in that way, we can destroy the devil every time. Okay, that's all I wanted to share with you guys today. I've tried to record this video several times, not video, but this podcast several times, but you know, I had to get a spiritual revelation. All right. Listen to this again, man. Share it with people if you want to. This is my podcast today. Go ahead, make your own podcast. All right. Keep it cool and breezy. God bless.